From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. On the sidelines of the G7 summit taking place in Germany, President Obama says he hopes Greece and its creditors can seal a new deal on aid soon and avoid disrupting international financial markets. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that Greece is running dangerously low on cash.
The Greek government says the country's huge debt is so unsustainable that it must be restructured, with a portion written off. But Eurozone leaders are refusing to back these demands. They say Greece must implement labor and pension reforms if it wants to keep receiving bailout loans. But the Greeks say those reforms will further hit an already crippled economy. The current Greek bailout expires at the end of this month. The Greek and German finance ministers will meet Monday in Berlin. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande in Brussels later this week. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
A top Saudi court has confirmed the ruling against a Saudi blogger despite international pressure. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Riyadh that the charge, insulting Islam on an internet forum, has been upheld.
A Saudi newspaper reported the ruling for Raif Badawi, a Saudi blogger arrested in 2012 after running a web forum that encouraged online debate on religion. A lower court sentenced Badawi to 10 years in jail, a hefty fine, but the punishment of 1,000 lashes created an international storm. The first 50 lashes were administered in January. An unofficial video of the punishment was leaked online. Saudi officials sent his case back for review as global pressure mounted. Now, a top court has upheld the ruling. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Riyadh.
In New York, officials are offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the capture of two escaped murderers from a prison in upstate New York yesterday. Major Charles Guess with the New York State Police says more than 250 officers are involved in the search for the men.
These are very dangerous individuals. The state police asked that the public make no hesitation to report any suspicious activity. If you see something, say something.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the manhunt has turned international as the maximum security prison that Richard Matt and David Sweat broke out of is near the Canadian border.
There's also a possibility that they may have gone to Canada. The prison is about 20 miles from the Canadian border. So we're also researching possibilities in that area and coordinating with our Canadian counterparts.
The prisoners used power tools to cut through a steel plate. They broke through a brick wall, and then they shimmied through a steam pipe before cutting through a steel lock and chain to open a manhole cover that was blocks away from the prison. U.S. futures contracts trading in slightly positive territory. Dow futures contract up 5 at last check. This is NPR. Chinese officials continue to search for at least 11 people still missing after a cruise ship capsized in the Yangtze River, killing at least 431 people. Officials say the ship overturned when a sudden storm whipped up severe winds, but the ship's captain and first engineer are in custody. The NBA Finals resume tonight between Oakland's Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Warriors lead the series 1-0. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the Cavaliers will start to get an idea in Game 2 about how far their depleted lineup can take them.
Cleveland started the season with its big three, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love. With Love and Irving out for good, Irving had surgery yesterday on his fractured kneecap, the Cavs officially are down to a big one. It's a big, big one. James is called the best player on the planet, but he needs help. Cleveland has to figure out where to find that help in the lineup. The Warriors, says Golden State forward Harrison Barnes, can't underestimate the wounded Cavs.
There's still a lot of great players out there. We've seen this dynamic before. You know, we've seen this team without Kyrie. They're still playing at an elite level. You know, they're here for a reason.
Meanwhile, James says he's motivated to get his team ready. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Oakland.
Triple Crown winner American Pharoah is home in Kentucky, but his owner says the horse may run again this year. Ahmed Zayed says it's up to the trainer, Bob Baffert. The 3-year-old colt won the Belmont Stakes yesterday. At the box office this weekend, Melissa McCarthy's Spy took the top spot, opening with an estimated $30 million in ticket sales. San Andreas fell to second place. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.